the rest of the story. This was the day the boys had been waiting for. That morning, first thing, the list would be posted in the high school gym, the list of the names of those who had made the team. Mike and his buddy were waiting at the front door of the school. The custodian unlocked it. Both were sophomores. Both had played on the Laney High team early in the season, but now the coach had to decide who would stay and who must be cut. Mike and his friend could scarcely wait to learn the rest of the story. They raced down the hall into the gym, up to the paper taped on the wall. Mike blinked in disbelief. His pal's name was there, all right, but his own name was not. Maybe his eyes had scanned the list too quickly, he thought. He reread each name deliberately, but Mike's name was not on the list. The rest of the day, Mike was numb. He endured his classes, but he heard nothing. He felt nothing. Then the last bell of the day rang, and gradually Mike began to feel a terrible aching in his chest. He hurried home. Nobody else was in the house. Mike ran upstairs to his room and closed the door, and he cried. He cried harder and longer than he had ever cried over anything, ever before. Making the team had been the most important thing in his life, and now that dream had died. Mike's heartbreak and humiliation had only begun. You see, the Laney High team made it to the district playoffs that season. Mike pleaded with the coach just to let him accompany the other boys on the bus. It took a lot of begging, but the coach finally said, all right, he could go along on the bus on one condition. Mike could go to the district tournament and watch the team compete, but only if he were willing to carry their uniforms. Then came the day of the playoffs. Mike was there. But somebody else was there that day, his parents. His parents were among the spectators. And Mike was aching in his heart at the thought that they would see him carrying uniforms instead of participating in the play. What if they should see him carrying those uniforms into the building? Bitter with resentment, Mike sat there on the sidelines during the game, wishing with all of his heart now that his team, that the team which had rejected him, would lose. He was wishing for his team to lose. That, he thought, would show them. That, he thought, would prove how much they needed him. But in the end, they didn't need him. They didn't need him. It was only later in Mike's life, much later, that he came to appreciate the profound disappointment that he had experienced back then. Because it let him know what real disappointment was. And it made him determined never, ever to succumb to disappointment again. I said the team didn't need him. That list of boys who made the Laney High basketball team a dozen years ago went ahead and won their tournament without him. The missing name, the boy not good enough to play, was Mike Jordan. You mean the Michael Jordan? That's right. The Michael Jordan. And now you know the rest of the story.